Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pa.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Welcome back to the Fan Favorite Series. This week, we have episode 37, Blessed with Holy Water, for you to enjoy. We reference this concert that we went to all the time on the podcast. Of course, this episode is the retelling of our first concert experience with BTS in Fort Worth in 2018, mm-hmm. September 2018. And so it's important for any Iconic to know this story.
Yeah.
Back actually in episode 16, Very Good Camera, remember we were dreaming about the day when we'd get to go see BTS in concert. And at that time, it seemed like such a pipe dream. I don't even think that they had announced a tour yet at that point. Mm-hmm. And here we are just months later in recording the podcast and we had seen them. Mm-hmm. So this episode really feels like a full circle moment in which we get to share our very first BTS concert experience. It's just so cool to look back and to hear about what their concerts were like back then when their popularity was really still on the rise.
It really was still on the rise. Yeah. We reference this concert all the time because, of course, it was our very first BTS concert. Mm-hmm. And to this day, it is my favorite BTS concert we've mm-hmm. ever been to. We talk about the intimacy of it, all of that. So a little behind the scenes info. I taught my whole family on how to use Ticketmaster to help us secure tickets. Like, even going into record this episode, my mom is here helping out with the baby. And I was like, Mom, do you remember? Like, we were watching a fan cam of the video of Fort Worth. And my mom was looking at it and like, this is the concert that I went psycho crazy about you guys getting us tickets for. And my mom's like, oh, yes, I remember. I remember this.
She was like, you need to take it down a notch.
Yeah, she was like, you are a girl. Look at yourself. But we ended up flying separately from Kansas City and St. Louis. I went with Anthony. Mm-hmm. And then Kayla, you went with my sister Brittany to mm-hmm. meet up in Fort Worth.
Yep.
And so Kayla's phone, actually, your phone had like messed up.
Literally
somehow.
At the airport, like, you know, when we're about to fly, my phone just decided it wanted to die, like mm-hmm. permanently. Like, it was not working. And I'll never forget Brittany switching her seat to be next to me on the plane. Mm-hmm. That way I didn't have to be like alone and phoneless for the whole flight. And her and I sat there and we watched Secretary Kim.
So cute.
Yeah. But then when we got to Fort Worth, like the next morning, because our concert was Sunday, on Saturday, we all had to go to like AT&T and get me a new phone. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
But you had a brand new phone.
Brand new phone
for
the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll never forget that. And I remember going to Target and like getting all sorts of stuff hanging out. I mean, it was just really such a fun weekend. Mm-hmm. A really fun weekend.
The little speaker that you got at Target and now it's sitting in Millie's room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I'm pumping and breastfeeding and, you know, doing all that, like, yeah, I was like, I need a speaker in here. Yeah. So yeah, that pink Heyday speaker that I got for the BTS concert. Mm-hmm.
So we could listen to music when we were in the line all day on Sunday.
From 2018.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's made it here.
It's still alive. And now it's in Millie's nursery, which is just so cool.
Right.
It's just so exciting to look back at our first time seeing BTS. Like, it was such a magical and massively memorable moment in time. So really enjoy this episode and stick around to the end to hear about next episode that's coming out in the Fan and Favorite series.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast, meaning that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn some along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though. So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some BTS are literal fucking kings.
Or, damn, BTS looks the exact same in person as they do in pictures and videos. Yes.
Then you're in the right place.
Yes.
So this week, we are talking about our concert experience because yes. We got back like hours ago.
Literally hours ago. Like just got off the flight a couple hours ago, went in and recorded this episode.
Yep. You can probably hear it in our voices. Like,
yeah, I lost my voice just a little bit. Not as much as I was hoping to, but just a little bit.
I know. I wish mine was gone. I felt like it was going to be. It's a little scratchy, but it's mostly there. Mm-hmm.
Mine was real sexy this morning, and I was like, yes, this is great. And then it didn't stay that way.
Yep. I loved waking up to it.
It was amazing. I was like, oh, guys, my voice.
So just a little spoiler disclaimer before we really get into it. We are talking about the concert, so if you're waiting to experience some of the songs or know some of like iconic features of dances or choreography until you go see the concert yourself, then go ahead and wait to listen to this because we want you to experience that because that's what we did and it was amazing. But if you don't get to go to a concert or if you've already watched fan cams and you don't care, listen with us because it's going to be a great fucking time.
This is going to be an amazing episode.
Just like this weekend.
This was like such an experience. I mean, way better than I thought it would ever be. And I already thought it was going to be the best time of my life. And it just was even better than that.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Like, it was a lot between getting the tickets.
Yeah. I mean, getting the tickets was stressful enough.
Planning to travel to Fort Worth. Traveling, getting a hotel, like spending the weekend there, taking time off work, like getting there, standing in line on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. On Saturday, we walked around and we scoped it out and we got to meet one of our listeners, Dakota. It was really fucking awesome.
Yes, that was so amazing. Like, so she was standing in the merch line and she was so kind. She actually got us an army bomb while she was in line. So, like, thank you, Dakota, so much for doing that. But yeah, meeting her was super neat because it was just like, oh my gosh, like we actually have legit listeners. It's so cool.
Just like getting to meet someone who like we actually have a connection with over now. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, we got there. The official line was allowed to be started on Sunday at 8 a.m. So, you know, people were there at like 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, which we were not about to do that. Like, I mean,
no.
It made me upset a little bit because I was like, okay, the venue strictly said do not camp out, do not do that. Lines don't start until 8 a.m. And so when we got there Saturday, we're like, okay, we just need to scope this out and get a feel for where the lines are. Because I heard the biggest thing about the whole line situation is no one knows what line is what. Mm-hmm. And so we were thankfully, like, we got there a day early and we were able to see, like, where the GA line was, where the merch line was, where the sound check line was, where just, like, general admission, you know.
Areas, yeah.
Area, yeah. Like, so we were like, okay, we're not going to wait outside at 2 in the morning. We have a hotel. We're not about to do that. We just weren't about it, you know.
No.
We were like, we're just going to follow the rules, I guess. It just sounded miserable.
And it worked out
that long.
It really worked out for us.
Yes.
So all we did on Sunday, we got in line at like 7:30 and we were in line. It took us until about 11:30 to get our wristbands. They started wristbanding at 10 and my number was 1,090. So like within our group, we went from 1,088 to 1,091 and we had great fucking spots.
I mean, amazing. I mean, the people in front of us. Okay, so this is advice for people who are going to the concert. I will say Fort Worth was really small, a crazy small venue. I mean, there was not a bad seat in that whole arena. I mean, it was like the people in the top row, like I feel like I could have a conversation with them down in the GA area. And so it was such a personal concert. But anyways, my advice is just do what you're supposed to do. Like, I mean, we got there an hour early, and the people in front of us, like, in the GA section, they had been there since 2 a.m. They're like, we got here at 7. I mean, and we were literally right next to them.
Yeah, it made zero difference. And, you know, if I were them, I would be pretty tired at that point. I would have been in the heat all day. After we got our wristbands, we actually went back to our hotel to charge our phones and go to the restaurant next door for a few hours.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, we just listened to what they said. I mean, really, we just listened to what the people at the venue were saying. They were like, once you get your wristband, go home. Like, go home, relax, and come back when doors open.
Yeah.
And so we just, for both times we got in line for getting the wristbands and then for waiting to go in, we got there about an hour beforehand. And that seemed to be just fine.
Yeah. And the numbers on the wristbands matter. Nothing else matters. The numbers that they give you is the numbers that they're going to line you up in.
At least that's how Fort Worth did it. Like, I'm not entirely sure if, like, Chicago or Newark or all of them are going to do it that way. So I don't know. But I know that, like, armies also get kind of crazy. I don't know. Like, some of them go around and start writing numbers on people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just complete false information. That means nothing. I'm, like, pretty sure of that. If anyone is coming up to you and giving you a number on your hand, like, with a Sharpie, no. Don't believe that shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. Anyways. So that was kind of like our morning.
Yeah. I feel like our entrance into the arena was so amazing because we didn't spend so many hours waiting in line. We didn't camp out. We weren't miserable. We weren't, I mean, it was hot. It was humid. It was, it like rained a couple of times throughout the day. I mean, so it was like, we just did what we were supposed to do, what we were told, and it worked out just fine.
Yeah, it minimalized our,
And we weren't cranky going in. Like, we were pumped going in.
Yeah, we had a great fucking time. So just follow the rules. It's going to work out for you in the end, and you're going to be more excited when you walk in.
Yeah.
And by the time we got in there, we had about an hour and a half to wait for the concert. And starting about a half hour before concert time, which was 6 p.m., they started playing each of the intros. They played each of the intros in order.
And then
they played DNA and then Fake Love. And then the concert started.
Now, I think it was DNA, Mic Drop, and then Fake Love. I just know that they played Mic Drop because the girl in front of me was like, Fake Love is next. And then it was Mic Drop. We were like, what? And then it played Fake Love. And then the concert started.
Okay.
It's not like it matters.
Yeah. Anyways, but the concert started with Idol, which was amazing.
Yeah. So in terms of like the stage, there was the main stage up front. And then there was like the long, runway, I guess, and then the second stage. And so we were like, where do we want to be, you know? And on the second stage, they are super interactive with the crowd. So we're like, yes, that's where we want to be. But for Idol, like, it was almost impossible for me to see, at least. Like, I was just so close up to the front of the second stage. They were performing on the main stage, so I didn't see it really all that much.
Yeah.
But when they came out, at least for Fort Worth, Kayla, should we mention this about, like, the threats that were given at Fort Worth?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
They clearly responded to it.
Yeah.
So, like, they had a clear bag policy in response to the death threats that Jimin received. I know for sure that, like, a long time, like, months ago.
And yeah, a while ago.
We kind of mentioned it on the podcast a little bit without getting specific, but Jimin got a death threat for the Sunday night concert, and then apparently the also one for the 15th. So they had a clear bag policy, and nobody could bring in a bag bigger than a certain size. Like, even if it was clear, and you could have like little clutches, but everything had to be checked. But it was kind of like there was kind of some like suspense in the air, I feel like, because of this. And I will say that I've learned through active shooter training that there's never been a shooting that we know about in advance.
Yeah.
There's never been a shooting like that. So the fact that we knew about it means that it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. The venue was really strict about, like, the bags and what you could bring in. Mm-hmm. And so that alone was comforting. And they had, like, metal detectors. And they had dogs. They had tons of law enforcement. So, I mean, I felt pretty secure going in. But then once we got in, my sister was, like, freaking me out. And she's like, the nearest exit is over here. And we should meet up here if, like, something happens. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, stop making me freak out.
I know. So when we were at that point, you guys had kind of pushed a little bit away from me. Like, where we were in the GA section was, like, the front part of the second stage. And so I could see where I was at. I was kind of center to it, and there were short people in front of me. And I was like, this is great. But I was in, like, the back of the GA, which was only really, like, the fifth or sixth row of people. It was not far away at all. Because I was so close to the sound and lights area. So there's not, like, really that much room for GA right there because the floor was so small.
Yeah.
But you guys were a little bit to the left, and more people kept packing in behind you, and you just kept slowly, like, inching forward to the point where you were, like, a row ahead of me and, like, two people over. So when this whole thing was happening, Anthony just, like, walked over to me and he goes, okay, so the nearest exit is over there. And if anything happens, we're meeting at the Starbucks. And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, it was scary.
It was scary.
Yeah. So anyways, when Idol started, I really couldn't see. I could see them. Like, I mean, I was freaking out when it started. Okay. I mean, they had, like, fireworks. Well, I guess not fireworks, but, like, these, like, firework-like things go off. And I was like, oh, my God. And you could see them coming up from below the stage. I was like, oh, my gosh. But then I just couldn't see anything. So I was looking at, like, they have two really large screens on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was watching them on there. And they zoomed in on, like, all of their faces. And I just don't know if it was, like, they were either nervous to start performing or, like, I don't know if they were they just looked uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Jimin. I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope he's, like, I mean, that had to have been terrifying. I don't even know what that would be like, knowing that you've had someone, you know, do a death threat for you. Like, you know, not for you, but, like,
a threat on your life, like, and yeah, standing, like, up. Yeah.
It's
definitely
just, like,
scary. And so I felt like right at the beginning there was some of that kind of, like, nervousness, and it could be related to that, which is why we brought it up. But it could also just be that they love performing and they still get nervous before every concert because they want to do great for ARMY. And every time that they begin a new concert, it's meeting, like, a new crowd for the first time, so they have to like get to know us a little bit and build the energy, and you know,
so it
could be that too.
I think it was probably that. I want to believe that that's what it was. It was more
too.
Just, I mean, we were all excited but nervous to see them. And I feel like it may be the same for them, like coming out on stage and seeing this huge arena full of all of these people in a place they've never performed. So, I mean, yeah, I think that was just a lot of anxiety and nerves and excitement all at the same time too. So they just came off a little uneasy, but it did not take long before they all they just totally warmed up to us, and like we warmed up to them. And like by the end of the concert, it was just such good flow.
Love.
If it was, guys, okay, let's do this. Let's get into this concert.
Dude, okay, so the beginning, like, intro section consisted of five songs. So they came out on stage with Idol, and then they had their like opening talk where they all said hi for the first time and introduced themselves. And then they did, like, not all of Save Me, but, like, a section of Save Me that within,
like,
a few minutes, went into I'm Fine. And for all of those parts, they were back on the main stage. When did they come up to the second stage for the first time? Was it during I'm Fine?
No, they came up to the second stage really kind of a little bit during Magic Shop, but really during... J-Hope came up for Just Dance, and then I Need You and Run, which I think was even before that. Well, maybe not, but I Need You and Run is when they really came up to the front.
Yes. So it was a solid, like, I mean, 5-6-ish songs before they consistently were at, like, the second stage. So right at the beginning, we were just mainly trying to peek as far as we could to the main stage because we thought that what we had were, like, great, great spots. And then, so we were also watching the big screens, and I'm fine. I mean, we've seen that choreography. It's amazing.
Oh,
seen
when they lift Taeyong up, sitting too, like, oh my gosh.
I love that. I love that part. That was the part that I was going to mention. Just seeing it in person. And it's just, it's something different. Like, but then when they finally come down, like, the runway on to do Magic Shop.
Yeah. Like, they didn't come all the way to the front, but they were, like, kind of coming down the runway a little bit.
They were, like, teasing us, you know.
Uh-huh. With Magic Shop. And so with Magic Shop, that was the first time that I started to tear up. And, I mean, I, like, cried a little bit. I wasn't full-blown tears, but I definitely teared up. And it was just so emotional and moving. And, like, Jungkook was like, this one's for you. And was like, which Jungkook's English, my God. All of their English really is so good.
Yes. When Jungkook speaks English, he is so fucking cute.
Oh, I know. Such a cutie.
Such a cutie. And Namjoon was just, like, so... He talked to us like he knew us.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know, like, he was so welcoming. But I loved when they started coming up during Magic Shop and just, like, it's like, it was like, oh, my God, yes, they're getting closer. Ooh, we're, like, getting into this.
Yeah. So after Magic Shop, they went back, like, behind stage or under stage, and they played a VCR. And... it was J-Hope and Jungkook. It was so cute. They were so cute and playful in this. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, playing tug-of-war, and it was just adorable. So we're like, okay, we're totally going to get Just Dance and Euphoria.
And Euphoria, yes. Mm-hmm. So, like, oh, my fucking God. So Just Dance was one of those that I was, like, really waiting for, that I was really excited for.
This one is the one that I had not seen a single bit of a clip.
Me neither.
Because I was like, I do not want to see Just Dance because I know he's got a killer performance for it. But yep. I mean, so does Love and so does Seesaw and Euphoria and all that. But I was like, I just don't want to see it. And oh my God, guys. This was the moment. This was the moment that I was like,
the most iconic.
They are right in front of me because J-Hope was he was back on the main stage, but then he comes down the runway and he comes to the second stage. And he was right in front of me. I mean, Kayla, like, I got, like, really close to this stage. Like, I was, like, inching my way up. And, oh, he was so big. I mean, he was, like, above me. And he, like, crouched down. He was so interactive with all of us. I mean, such a flirt, too. And so much energy. I mean, so much energy.
Yes.
But I think he had, like, kind of, like, green lighting. Like, the lighting around him was so cool, too. Anyways, you can say some more about it.
I was going to mention, for me, like, the most iconic moment of Just Dance is actually closer to the beginning of the song. Before he even comes down the runway, he's on the main stage, and he's on this white platform. It's like a light-up white box. And all of a sudden, it starts raising up. And this is maybe, like, I don't know, 10 feet long, like a platform raising up into the just like above the stage.
Yeah.
And it's to the part of the song where, you know, clearly, you know, that he's gonna do some sort of dance. Like, he's not singing.
It's like when he's calling out and there's like a lot of instrumental and it's very echoey.
After he says he like just want to dance. And I was like, he is about to do something iconic right now. Like, this dance move, whatever he's doing, and it was like the way that the stage framed it and the lighting and just like his lines, just I was like, this is an iconic like action right now. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, imagine how scary that must be. Like, it's like a long, narrow platform, and like, I'm sure they have some sort of security, like, so he won't fall, but I mean, he could literally fall off of it. But I think it just was, like, insane. I mean, he was dancing along this narrow platform, and he's suspended in the air. It was just such a sight. Astonishing.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Euphoria was also amazing, but I think, like, because I was so far away, I didn't really see the choreography as much because I wasn't close to the main stage. So what was shown on the screens was more like close up Jungkook, and sometimes further away, like where you could see full body. So what I really appreciated about Euphoria was Jungkook's just like live vocals.
Oh, I know. Oh, amazing. I mean, really, we were both really far back because he was up at the main stage, but his vocals were unbelievably beautiful. I mean, just so in pitch. I don't know. He's just so talented. But the performance itself was also really beautiful, and the choreography was amazing. And he like really, he has like backup dancers with him too. And it just, it's exactly what like Euphoria is, this very beautiful and
expressive song.
Yeah. So Euphoria is just like this really expressive song, and the dance really just shows a lot of that too. It was a really great performance, and I wish we would have been closer for it. Like, we learned later on in the concert that we could move around.
Yeah.
We didn't have to stay right where we were.
Yeah. After Euphoria, the rest of BTS comes out and they perform I Need You, which turns into Run. And so for these songs, they come out, like, all of them officially for the first time to the second stage. And, oh, it is so amazing.
They're in, like, all white outfits, like, stunning white outfits. And I started flipping out because I could see them coming down the runway, like, all of them together, just walking like fucking models right at us. And they came right to the second stage, and they were like right in front of us. I mean, so close.
And it was like, holy shit, they're real. I mean, like
I saw their faces, like they're like with my eyes.
With my own eyes.
I know.
With my own fucking eyes, that close. They look exactly the same as they
exactly
do
the
in
same.
Photos, in videos, in interviews, in music videos. They look exactly, you know what, if anything, they're more striking in real life. Like, fucking, this was the first sight that I got of Yoongi close up, and holy shit, like, I
guys,
do not know what
literally,
it was.
Literally, when I looked at Kayla, I mean, we were separated for a little bit, but we were both like, Yoongi looks so freaking stunning. He's just so beautiful. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. His face is just like, it's so unique, but I don't know if it was his hair color, and it was kind of like tousled, and his eyes were just so stunning. The whole, like, he just was breathtaking.
He was like, I'm serious, I'm gonna cry right now. Like, he was like,
no,
like icon, like godly, like a, he looked like a, I don't know how else to describe it. Just,
I know,
amazing. Like,
he looks better in person. Amazing in person. But really, Yoongi was just like, whoa, I did not expect you to look like this freaking good. I mean, they all are amazing, but like him in person, I just didn't expect that, you know?
No.
Like, we both were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I Need You was amazing, but then they went into Run. And Run, they were like, put your hands up, jump. They wanted you to like get really hyped. Like, this was just like, this is the first song. I mean, Idol was super hyped too, but this one, they were out on the second stage, and they're like, jump.
This is like the first time that they are interacting with the crowd out there, you know?
Yeah. So I was jumping.
Me too.
I was jumping a lot. I didn't have like my phone out at all. I was hitting all the people around me. I felt bad, but whatever. But
let me just tell everyone right now that if you are on GA, there are going to be other pictures on Twitter, on Instagram, or if you are having a friend come, like, ask if they'll take pictures or something, or just switch off taking pictures. Don't be on your phone the whole time. Watch it.
Watch it.
Experience it. Jump around. Go crazy.
I have no pictures of Singularity.
I only took 3 pictures the entire concert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our friend Anthony took all...
Anthony is a
Anthony,
saint.
He's a saint. He took a ton. We have a shared like folder of like over 500 items, like pictures and videos. Saintly, but experience it. Don't take pictures the whole time.
Yeah. So guys, Run, this may have been like the biggest part for
Kayla and I. Well, I don't know, especially Kayla.
This is one of two biggest, I mean, this is something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Oh, for sure.
So during run, I bring up the phone thing because everyone around me was on their phones. And where I was, I had a great view. I was a little bit back, but the people in front of me were short. So I feel like from the stage, you could see me.
Oh, yeah.
So during run, Yoongi's like going around the stage. They're all kind of going around the stage. But I'm looking at Yoongi because he's fucking killing me, right?
Yeah.
And I am going crazy. I'm jumping up and down while they're jumping up and down. He's like crouch walking. He's like mid left stage and he's moving to like front middle stage. So mm-hmm. in that entire time, he's looking right at me. He sees me going fucking crazy because all the other people in front of me and to the sides of me have their phones out and they're not jumping around. They're not interacting. And I'm mm-hmm. going fucking crazy. And he looks at me. He makes this face like, fuck yes, I see you.
And this is the part of the song where he like bends down and he picks up his water bottle. Like they had already had one part of the song where they like threw some water. But he like bent down and like he opens up his water bottle. He takes a sip of his water and I'm up a couple rows and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna get hit with this water. Yes. Like, I know I'm gonna get hit with this water.
People were like, bless us with your holy water. But so he splashed his water all over everybody and then he threw his water bottle right at me and it landed at my feet and I picked it up and I have Yoongi's fucking water bottle.
Guys, like, she literally does. I mean, when I got hit with the water, I turn around. I'm like, Kayla, did you feel it? And she's like, bitch, I have his water bottle. I was like, no, you don't.
I fucking have it. Like, it's fuck. I feel like he meant to fucking throw it right at me because he saw me.
Oh,
like,
he for this sure
moment,
did.
This moment happened so quickly. Like, from when he saw me to when he splashed the water to when he threw the water bottle. It was like 20 seconds. Like, mm-hmm. it's just so fucking crazy that I have it. I kept it. Like, I held it the whole time, or I was wearing jeggings so like I could put it in my pocket because my pocket was really stretchy. I have it. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to keep it forever.
Yeah. And I was like, Kayla, oh my God, his mouth was on it. I like took it from her and I like licked the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, we licked it.
We have to lick it. Duh.
Duh. We
Anthony
have to.
Licked it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's fucking Min Yoongi. So that was like one of the most, I have another really amazing moment, but that was like one of the most amazing moments that happened.
Yeah. So after that, I was like super hyped, and then they disappear and they're like getting changed and all of that. And we get the VCR for Jimin and RM.
I mean, so Serendipity was next and it was amazing. Like, I was so far away because we hadn't figured out yet that like we could move to a different part in GA and still have a great space and move back or whatever. We could move around the whole time if we wanted to. We were still kind of like afraid to do that. So I was still back at the second stage, but I could see the choreography from far away. And I was mm-hmm. looking at the screens also.
Mm-hmm. And like right when it started, you knew it was Serendipity because there's these huge yellow floodlights that like light up the whole main stage and just so many of them too. I mean, just beautiful. And they also had like fog kind of in the air, like fog machines. And so like it looked so dense. And we're like, oh my gosh, Serendipity. And again, we were really far away. So I was looking at the screens and his shirt came up pretty high when he was performing.
And because there's this part where he kind of like, you know, thrusts his arm into the air and he's wearing like this loose black shirt with rhinestones on it. So of course it just kind of like flops up, you know?
Yes. This dance. It's like so sexy.
It is really sexy.
Which is so funny because Kayla has always told me that Serendipity is a sexy song. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's a really beautiful song about love and falling in love. And you're like, no, it's sexy. And then we see this choreography. And I'm like, okay.
And he fucking sexy. Grinds on the ground. Like, he Magic Mikes that shit.
He does.
During the bridge. And also, like, you mentioned the yellow lights. And then as the song progresses, it turns blue. And there's, like, a moon in the background. And then, like, during, like, later on, like, bubbles are floating through the air. So it's, like, iridescent bubbles, like, floating through with this beautiful blue starry background and Jimin's amazing voice and these like incredible visuals and choreography. It was just...
Yeah. Yeah. And again, his vocals, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I mean, really, all of their vocals live are just, they sound even better than the original track. I mean, really.
Yes. I was scared going to this concert that my expectations wouldn't be met, because I've been to concerts before where I've really idolized a group and I've really been like, okay, but you're just never sold on them really until you see it live, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like you want them to be as good as you think you are. And BTS was everything, exceeded all expectations, like blew them out of the water. Like,
yeah.
Their live vocals really truly are so good. And if anything, their live vocals, their voice, their vocal uniqueness comes through more.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I'll talk more about that for sure during the Truth Untold.
Okay.
But so after that was Trivia Love. Oh. And this song, I think, might be the one where I lost my voice the most. Because I was like, yes, because of Namjoon. And guys, he performed this on the second stage. So he was right in front of us. And oh my gosh, this was actually the performance that I took the most pictures and footage of. He is so tall and so stunning. I mean, gosh. And he was so energetic and just really feeding off of us. Mm. I mean, he was feeding off of us. He kept putting the mic out, trying to, you know, get ARMY to sing along with him. And like, he didn't even need to do that because we were all screaming it anyways. Like, I was so happy with Fort Worth, definitely on Sunday, with how energetic we all were with him. And I could tell that he felt it. He felt it.
Yes.
I was so happy. Oh, and he had this like robe, like the
duster.
Oh, and he looked so good. And he like had his arms out and he just was like, oh, having a blast out there.
Yes.
He was happy.
And it was just so beautiful to sing that song with him. Anyways, Trivia Love was just truly like one for the books. Like,
oh yeah,
a performance like to never forget.
Yeah, he's such a performer. He really is.
Yeah.
So right after that, it goes into DNA. And it was so amazing because, like, I don't even know where the members came from, because they performed DNA on the second stage. I don't know if they were creeping up from behind this whole time because I was just so focused on Namjoon, I didn't even notice them.
No, they were.
But, like, all of a sudden, like, I see, like, Taeyong and Jimin and Jin, like, they're all coming out. I was like, oh, my God, they're here. And then J-Hope comes up behind Jun and, like, puts on this jacket, this like, it was like red and blue
kind of, and
like,
white
patterned.
Checkered. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but the fact that J-Hope put it on him, I'm like, king. Anyways, then he says love and he does a little heart, but then they go into DNA.
Oh yeah. Love. then they go into DNA. DNA was amazing. They basically just did like the little bit of the beginning choreography and then just vibed with the crowd, which was really awesome. And after DNA, they did like a little medley of Boys With Fun, which is always such a great song. Like, that's this is like still like hype songs, like classic BTS songs. And then Attack on Bangtan, Fire, Bapse, and Dope. So that was that entire time, all I could think about was how hard they were working and how fucking amazing and incredible they are, because I was jumping around, I was screaming, I was dancing that entire time, and I was so tired, and like, they were all doing that, like,
it was
crazy.
It was so hype. And honestly, I really loved DNA because they were all just they were in super colorful and like sequin colored jackets and outfits and like just stunning. But Taeyong was so cute during DNA because he was just laughing the whole time. I mean, I don't think he was taking this performance seriously. I think something happened with him and Jin and they just were like cracking up the whole time.
Jin was hilarious during this concert.
Jin was like, so funny. His personality came through so much
in
this concert.
I love him so much. Like first of all, Jin was elusive. It was hard to get pictures of Jin.
Yeah, he really was.
Second of
and
all,
so was Jungkook.
So was Jungkook. Second of all, anytime that we do have a picture of Jin, we have him either doing like a goofy face, judging someone, or like being fucking beautiful and ethereal and amazing. And it's just like, mm-hmm. wow, Jin, I love you. Like,
yeah. As women, our hormones fluctuate all the time. We can feel the difference as we move through our monthly cycle, and we know how it feels when something is off. Hormone imbalance can be so difficult to deal with.
So difficult. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones.
They do, but the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as irritability and moodiness, or uncontrollable cravings, hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, the occasional bloating and gas, and having no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code STANBTS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code STANBTS for 15% off today.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So after that little medley that did Airplane Part 2, and actually at this point, I was getting really thirsty and I was feeling like I just needed some energy. So I went and got a Powerade and I got you a water.
Yeah, I really needed water.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of missed.
Yeah, like after Bepsay, which by the way, we got such good footage of J-Hope. Like, we need this to go viral because we got his hip thrust so hard.
Dude.
In it.
Oh my God, we have put it on Twitter and Instagram. Like, go find it because more people need to see it because their lives are going to be changed because this clip is iconic.
And they went so hard for Bepsay.
Yes.
So hard for Bepsay. But yes, it's iconic. You guys need to go look at it. But this is when we were like, my sister, she was actually on stage left. She was like, bye, I'm done with this area. She's like, I can't see anything. She wanted to see like the main performances, like the really, you know, like, where they're all together and mm-hmm. on the main stage. So she went stage left, and then I think Anthony went over or something, and we're like, maybe we should go stage left. And then all of a sudden we could see so much more, and they performed Airplane Part 2 up on the main stage. And so Kayla went and got water after that, and that's when they started doing the VCR for Singularity. And guys, that VCR was like amazing, and I really want to find it and keep rewatching it because that was the moment that I'm like, Taeyong, I already knew he was beautiful and like the most stunning, handsome man ever. But like watching these videos of him, I'm like, wow, okay. I totally understand why he was voted most handsome face of, is it most handsome face or beautiful face of 2017?
Handsome.
I don't know. Yeah. But I was like, oh my gosh, I was not ready for Singularity. But then you made it back just in time.
Yeah. I caught the ending part of Taeyong's VCR. And I just want to say, I don't know anything about this because I didn't actually get to see the VCR, but people on Twitter are saying that they think that the VCR is like a hint to the next era, specifically mm-hmm. this one of Taeyong. So maybe that's something we'll have to talk about at a later date or just mm-hmm. keep in mind for mm-hmm. what comes next.
Yeah. So a Singularity, guys.
Dude.
I cried, duh.
Of course you cried. He rose up out of the stage. Like, mm-hmm. And
with a coat hanger.
With the coat hanger and his, you know, like the jacket with his arm in it. Like,
yeah, he does the jacket.
The whole choreography from the video, but just put together. And mm-hmm. I think what awed me the most, weirdly, was the way that they incorporated the masks and how they did that, because they just had people with like black hoods up and like black face coverings where you could tell.
Yeah, but they were dancing too.
Yeah, they were dancing too. And they were holding the white masks. And I just thought, I was like, that's a really cool way to do it, like on the stage, you know, like mm-hmm. They just pulled it off really well.
Mm-hmm. And like when he takes the mask and he puts it over his face, everyone flipped out. He like throws the mask behind him, and then he goes into the most intense part of the choreography. And guys, seeing him do that footwork is what made me cry. I mean, like, talk about how he's been accepted into the dance line officially. Like, I know people are real bitter about it, but I don't care. When you see him perform this, like, he's so fluid. I swear.
Yes.
So fluid.
Yes.
Like, it is so beautiful. And it's probably because he was wearing, like, this robe. And it just, like, the way it sways with his body, it's like, oh, my gosh.
It's really beautiful. And
his vocals, too. My God.
Yes. I was just going to say that while he's doing this footwork, his vocals are still perfect and sound better than the studio. Like,
it's really steady, really, really steady vocals. And strong, steady vocals.
And, like, you don't ever underestimate Taeyang's deep voice.
Mm-mm.
Like the undertones that you get, they're just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they go straight into Fake Love after that, which is just so perfect, really, because it's like getting that tear vibe now.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, you know, I came up to the front also during like Airplane Part Two, like when I came back from the concession stand. So I was close for Singularity and Fake Love. So in Fake Love, like, actually seeing Jungkook's abs with my own eyes, not looking at them through the screen.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Wowza.
It was like, I know that's like so objectifying, but at the same time, it's like, I just had to see it.
They put it in there for us.
Yeah.
They put it in there for us.
I mean, yeah, they wouldn't put it there if they didn't want us to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was amazing. That was great for me.
Yeah. And that performance was really great. And honestly, they have that performance done. I remember seeing them perform it for, I think they performed at Billboard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they first like performed it live. And this looked like it was nothing to them. At least they make it look like it's nothing. Like they're just so, they've got it down so well. So when I saw it, I'm like, man, they just like know this like the back of their hand now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was perfect. It was performed perfectly.
Oh, man. The next thing. There was a VCR for Suga and Jin. So, of course, we know that we're getting Trivia Seesaw and Epiphany. And Trivia Seesaw. Seesaw was truly one of my favorite performances because it was just like, Yoongi was just hanging out with us. Like, I don't know what it was. When he started, the way that it starts, this is like iconic to me. Like, this is the memorable part of the performance. Was he starts out by raising up out of the stage, and he's on a platform that raises a little bit higher, and it has like stairs on it, and he's on a couch, like a white couch, and he starts mm-hmm. off the song by laying on his back on the couch singing, and it's just like he's so chill and comfortable, and it's comfortable with himself and with his performance and with the fans, and also like an extension of the meaning of the lyrics. And
mm-hmm.
I just love that. Yeah. This is the choreography.
Yeah. My sister, her feet were hurting so bad. She's like, that couch looks real good right now. And like the people in front of her were like, yeah.
We but stood like, for lounging. A long time.
Yeah. I mean, people had to have been standing way longer than us.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I can't imagine. But he comes off like, he's on this platform too, kind of, but he like walks down from it. Like he gets off the couch, he walks down and he comes out to us. And then these backup dancers come.
Yes.
And then he does this just
the seesaw dance.
Perfect choreography. Like it's so subtle and simple. Well, it looks subtle and simple, but I'm sure it's difficult.
It's perfect.
I mean, it's just suits the song so well.
It's not too intense for what mm-hmm. the song is, because the song is really a chill song. And
this song is mellow as shit. Yes, I love it.
I love it too. It's so fun
to sing along to.
When he comes further out onto the stage, there's actually a point where he's standing up on this little platform, and his backup dancers lift something up, and it turns out to be a table. And he like slides down the table and hops off the end of it. And he kind of does a little dance right there. And then he climbs back up on the table and like mm-hmm. they put it down. It was just, that was another really cool moment.
Oh, that was so cool. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that was just an incredible performance.
Yeah, and I was super happy because everyone in the arena was just so energetic for every single song. We talked about this in our Uber. We were like, man, every single song, the concert went so quickly because every single song you were excited for. There wasn't a single song. You were like, okay, yeah, like this is fine. Like every single one, everyone was so stoked to hear it.
Yeah, there's no song that you want to miss. Like I hated missing, I missed like half of Airplane. I hated it, but I was like, we need water. But like it the entire time, every single moment was exciting and like worth it. Like incredible. Mm. And Seesaw was definitely one of those biggest ones.
Mm-hmm. So then it went into Epiphany, which I'm so happy that Kayla and I were like next to each other now. And guys, we were not like, there was a lot of wiggle room in the GA section, mm-hmm. like unless you were up by like the barricade. But we were back at this point because we're like, there's no point in being up front because it's like the main stage.
Yeah.
So you can't get that close to it. And so we were like in the back, like clinging on to each other, like Epiphany, like we're not ready. And Jen shows up on the far left of the stage. And there's just this spotlight that like shines down on him, and he's playing the piano.
Oh,
and
we're like, God.
Oh. He learned the piano and he's playing it live for us. Like, oh my God.
Okay. He's playing the piano and singing simultaneously, mm-hmm. just like, and this is
with so much passion.
And
like,
class.
I mean, he's sitting there. Oh,
I just,
really,
it was the best way to start it. And after the first verse, he gets up and he starts walking over to the stage. And what I think to me, the turning point in this song and the most like amazing moment and iconic moment is when he's not singing. It's that kind of interlude part where in the video he's outside in the rain. And at this point, all the screens are black with like white rain falling down on them. And there's two screens on each side of the stage, but then there's also like screens on the stage. And they open up to reveal stairs, and then he turns around and faces that way. So his back is to the entire, like, convention center, and the screens go white, and the rain starts going backwards and going up as he's, like, climbing the stairs. And then he, like, sings his last part, and after this, like, long interlude, it is just so beautiful and like moving.
It's moving. And just kind of how like in when he did Awake, how he was just so, I mean, like belting it, you know, like in Awake. With this, I mean, he bends over because he holds these really strong notes for so long, and he just, I mean, his voice just carries throughout the whole arena. And I mean, I was struck by his vocals.
Yes.
I mean, I knew I would be, but man, it was just like so much power behind it and so much vibrato.
Yeah. I think we were ready for the power, but we weren't ready for how beautiful his live vibrato is.
Mm-hmm.
Like when
the
he
vibrato,
really
yeah.
gets to hold notes and live in the moment, you know, like you could kind of tell during his song, he got to decide how long he was going to hold a note or how long he was going to take between moments, you know? And it was, I mean, he really got to show his voice, and it was stunning. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
So next, they performed The Truth Untold. So at the end of Jin's song, the rest of the vocal line came out, and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like we knew what was going to happen. We were
because they stood in a line all next to each other. We're like, yep, it's happening.
We were like, The Truth Untold right now. And
we're already emotional from Epiphany.
Already emotional from Epiphany. And let me tell you, I teared up during Serendipity. Okay, I had a single tear. I definitely teared up during Magic Shop, right? During the so show me, I'll show you call and response part. That was really powerful to me. But The Truth Untold is the first time that I had like tears like just flowing down, like streaming.
Yeah.
Like by the end of the song, just because of their vocals, their visuals were so stunning because of course they're beautiful human beings. So they're standing there and they have great lighting. It was beautiful. And also they got risen up on the platform during this. So that was amazing.
So they were like up in the air. And of course they all take turns singing their part.
Yes.
And Jungkook's voice was breathtaking. I mean, everyone I think was shocked when he did these like runs and he was like bent over just doing these beautiful runs. And I mean, you and I both were like, holy shit. I mean, and he was doing it, I think, while like Jin and Jimin were singing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he was supposed to be just like adding just like a little extra flair to the song. But man, he was stealing the show there for a bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, all of them did such a fantastic job. Jimin's voice is so unique. So unique.
It's like, when he records and they, you know, add it to the song and mix it and whatever they do, does not even like do what his voice is justice. Like
I think they edit his voice a little too much because, I mean, his true vocals live are just stunning and amazing. Oh my gosh, I've said stunning and amazing and beautiful like 20 gazillion times, but whatever.
Well, it's just that we've never heard anything like it. Like, it's a unique sound. It's like he's like a siren.
And Jin's vibrato, I mean, it was all great. And Taeyong,
his two lines.
Also, his two lines. I mean, I was bawling, guys. I was pretty heavily crying. And I looked over at Kayla and like, you were crying too. And we were like, so great. I'm like, Taeyong needs more lines. Like, he only sang like two lines. But it was really sad.
Oh, man. But overall, that whole performance was so beautiful. And yeah, we were
absolutely crying. Oh, and Anthony cried, which was crazy. Because Anthony, that was the only time he cried. And he's not super invested in the group. Like, he loves BTS, but not like we do.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's like, yeah, that was emotional. So we're like holding on to each other. Yes, clutching onto each other's
arms. Wiping the tears from under our eyes. We're both like, we need a moment. Like, I really felt like I could cry for a few minutes, right? And then all of a sudden,
like, they don't even give you like 5 seconds before the army bombs all turn green.
They all turn green. And all of a sudden, outro tear starts fucking playing and we're like
no, this is not fair.
I need a minute to recover. We were like, holy shit, we gotta get our shit together because we gotta go crazy for outro tear.
And they came up on the front stage and we were like on the second stage. And we were up at the main stage. We're like, no, we like booked it back to the second stage. Like, we gotta be right next to them. That was so hype. The rap.
And then when J-Hope ends, it is just,
It kills you. I mean, it's just like such a, it's also an emotional song, but it's like nasty and like angry. And I mean, everyone was just like throwing their hands in the air like, yeah.
Yoongi's part.
Yoongi's
part with the, like the hearing like auto-tune. Shit, it was so good. Namjoon powerful as fuck as usual. All three of them were really possessing the stage, constantly moving around. No matter where you were around the second stage, you got to look at them. They were close to you. It was really cool.
The three that like out of all the members, the rap line to me I think was engaged with the audience, especially like the GA section. They were so engaged with us. They had such good charisma on the stage. I mean, I felt like I made eye contact with all of them, for sure. For sure Yoongi, for sure Namjoon. But like, they were like crouching down.
It seemed like the rap line was making more interactions with like the GA. And although the vocal line did do some, it seemed like the vocal line were more concerned about like the general audience. Like I caught them looking out more. Like sometimes they would kind of scan the GA area, but not as much, or not like specific eye contact. But as far as looking out into the crowd and trying to like look at people, I felt like they were doing that. I especially saw Taeyong doing that. Like,
yeah, Taeyong really was just like looking everywhere he could, but his eyes never lied in one place for too long.
No.
Which was heartbreaking to me because I was like, I tried standing back. I was like trying really hard. I'm like, I swear to God, he has to have seen me at this by this point. Like I like.
You were dressed like him.
I was just like him. I was like in his line of sight several times, but his eyes would just kind of glaze over me. And I'm like, no, like I just wanted him to look at me, but it's okay.
Same thing. Same thing with me and Jimin. Like I don't think I ever like caught his eye at all, no matter where I was at. And that's fine because I had other experiences that were absolutely incredible. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. But I was hoping to, of course.
Yeah, like a little part of your heart was like, oh, sad. But also this concert's amazing and they're all right in front of me. So I like, I don't even care. But yeah, I was like, Taeyong, you have to see me.
So they ended the concert with Mic Drop Remix, which was fucking incredible. And I loved rapping with them, like doing the Korean rap with them in person. And and they did the third dance break, like the body roll dance break.
Oh my God.
And
we were
so fucking close to this. And since we were on stage left on the second stage, we saw a different angle than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, like, it wasn't Jungkook from the front. Was like facing towards us.
When he's
in the center, he's turned, you know, he's turned so his body's open to his right. So
J-Hope is right there.
Yeah.
And you can see Yoongi right there on the side.
And you can see Taeyong right behind Jungkook. I was like, yes, this is a perfect angle for me.
God damn it. It was so, I mean, ooh. And so, like, of course, they ended with that song. And they were kind of all in, like, V formation. And Yoongi was standing, like, a little bit, like, in front of everyone. And he just waited a minute and just dropped the fucking mic.
Yeah.
Dude.
Amazing.
Like... And we know this isn't the last thing. We know that this isn't the last thing. But, like, if that were, like, that's a pretty fucking good way to end it.
Yeah, really.
So then they, like, walked off stage.
Yeah, so then it was the encore.
They had us wait for a little bit. Like, they, of course, were, like, changing, freshening up a little bit for the encore so they could really give us, like, a last, like, final show. Like, a goodbye, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were, like, I mean... chanting their names at one point, shouting BTS at one point. It actually was like pretty cool. Like the energy kept building in like waiting for this encore.
Well, there were moments where it would get a little quiet. I'm like, no, I was like, we gotta keep screaming. Like if we want an encore, like we gotta work through this shit. Like anytime it got kind of quiet, I was like, how do I start a fan chant? Like how do I get this going?
Let's chant dang.
Yeah, we started chanting dang a little bit and the people in front of us were like, yes, dang.
Bethany, at one point you started screaming and then shortly, like literally a half a second later, the rest of the crowd started screaming. So I felt like you started that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'll take credit for it.
So when they came out for the encore, this was the encore. They did So What, then they did Am Pam Man, then they did their final like talking to us. And then they did their last song, which is Answer Love Myself.
Which we got all these banners to hold up there at the end for ARMY time.
Yes.
What did they say?
So
I Love Me or like something like that?
Yeah, I think it's a line from Epiphany, but I don't know what the Korean part says for sure. So, I mean, we'll post pictures on our Instagram of like Yoongi's bottle and of these like signs that they had us hold up during ARMY time. But the ARMY time was really, really cool. But that was Answer Love Myself. Like, right before that, they put ARMY time up on the screen, so everybody put that up. And, of course, we knew the whole time it was going to happen. And, of course, BTS knows it's going to happen because it happens in every concert. But it was still,
like... And they changed into, like, these super casual outfits. Like, jeans with white shirts tucked into them. I mean, oh, yes. And, like, their arms look so good in these, like, shirts. I don't know what it was. Like, Yoongi's arms, I could see his veins. Damn, boy. I mean, he kind of just stands with his arms crossed a little bit. So I was like, ooh, your arms look so good.
Yes.
They all looked just so hot to me. I just could not get over how amazingly look in person. Like, yes. Even more, even hotter than any picture or video I've ever seen.
I feel like during this encore, because they like got this time to refresh, they looked so amazing and they were so hype. And during these four songs, we were going crazy. Like, I have never sang So What so loud or jumped so much during So What or been like so free and crazy.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, Taecook moments. I'm just saying, there was Jisoo moments too, but Taecook moments. Like, Enpan Man, like, they switched spots.
Yeah.
Taecook did.
At the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. So Taeyang was like, he was like flapping Jungkook's jacket, and it was so cute. And he was like having so much fun doing it. And Jungkook, like, he just was like, yes, this is great. And
oh, but the Taecook moment during So What?
So What?
Where
yeah.
they do the. Jungkook is like, he gets Taeyang. He's like, hey, do this with me. And they do that thing where they like turn to the side and like touch fingers in the shape of a circle. You know what I'm talking about?
And then
they do the shooting dance.
I think it's from
dance.
Like a cartoon or an anime or something. I don't know what it's from.
I don't know.
It's something like that.
But they do it together. Like, there's older pictures of them doing it too. Mm-hmm. And so they're really cute. Jungkook is like beaming. Taeyang smiles too. And they do their shoot
dance. Yeah, well, Jungkook, like, tapped him, like, do this with me. And Taeyang's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they do the shoot dance all the way down.
All the way down.
The, like, runway. And, oh, they're just so cute.
So cute. And, of course, like, going back to Enpan Man, that was amazing. Like, seeing, especially J-Hope's part during Enpan Man, just, ooh. Seeing everybody else, like, do the, like, superhero pose.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And that's one of those that you can, like, rap along with and sing along with the entire song.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the camera where they get really close to the camera, like, was up at the front middle stage. So we were right, like, next to that. So they were, like, come up and they would crouch down and get in front of the screen, like, so their faces could be, like, real close. And it was just so cute and so much fun and so much energy there at the end. And they were just up front on this like second stage and just so interactive with everyone. I mean, everyone in the arena.
So after Enpan Man was their final, like, their goodbye where they were talking to us. And
wait, Kayla, when did they lift Jimin's shirt? They showed Jimin's abs.
I don't know.
Jungkook, like, Jungkook lifted it. I'm pretty sure that was either during So What or like Enpan Man. Like,
during the end, somewhere in there it was. And Jimin kind of put his hand over it. And even though you think that he has really baby hands, somehow his hands covered his entire stomach. So you could only get, like, little glimpses of like, his abs and V-line.
Mm-hmm.
So that was incredible.
Yeah.
So when they talked to us at the end, it was really sweet. You know, like, they were like, thank you for giving us so much energy tonight. We love you. Like, I don't know.
They said they'd be back.
They
said they'd be back. They were like, we loved Fort Worth. And they just kept saying Texas, which is so cute. And they said that it was really memorable and that they'll never forget it. And Taeyang said, like, I know I'm going to sleep good tonight. And that he wishes that we all dream of him, which I did.
And I think they were in all of our dreams last night.
Yeah. I mean, it was just such a great concert. But yeah, it was so sweet just hearing them all talk. And Yoongi and Jin, they even said something extra. Like, they didn't know how to say some of this stuff in English, so they just said it in Korean. And then there was a translator, which was really neat.
Yeah.
So they could say what they wanted to say.
Yes, I really liked
that. Which I loved. Mm-hmm. Jin apparently he tried to go to an amusement park, but it was closed or something.
Yeah, and he was like, it was closed. And he said that the concert last night and tonight made up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really sweet. And it was just really wonderful. Namjoon said, he was like, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I have to say it. We're in Fort Worth and you're my first Worth. And that was really cute. It was like, wow, what bet did he lose to Jin that he had to say this pun?
Yeah, like, really.
I can't wait. Also, they were filming in Burn the Stage because they had signs. I'm just assuming it was Burn the Stage, but they had signs saying that there was like filming and cameras in progress.
We're convinced that there's a season two.
Yeah, duh. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
also there was a Minjoon moment too. Like, Jimin was just soaking patting up all him of with June's a towel. Sweat. Mm-hmm.
For like, I mean, and June just let him do it for a solid like a minute. And finally he was like, thank you. Like, okay, you can stop now. But it was so cute. Like Jimmy was just like beaming, just like, I'm gonna pat the sweat off you. Adorable. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the fan service.
There was a lot of other ship moments too, like lots of Jikook. There was even V Hope and stuff. But I mean, we just like obviously pick up on our ships.
Dude, yeah. I mean, there was so much. And honestly, like, you couldn't absorb it all.
So much interaction between all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they just, you can tell they are literally brothers. I mean, they are family. And when they're out there, they are just having a blast. And guys, from the beginning of the concert, like, with Idol, I was like, oh, man, they look uneasy or nervous. And then by the end, they are just so comfortable with us. And it's like you know them almost.
Yeah. Oh. And after they talk to us for the last time, they go into Answer Love Myself, which of course is when they put Army Time on the screens and we put up our signs. And we know that this is going to be an emotional song, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And but it's also supposed to be like a celebration song. Like, I think at some point during the concert, Namjoon says, like, thank you for being here at this celebration with us. And so it was really just, it is a happy song. Like, it is like a joyful song. But I could not stop crying the entire time. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely bawling and I was trying to scream for them, like, you know, just to like yell, you know, to, I don't know, be excited for them. But it kept getting stuck in my throat because I was crying. And I was really like, I was happy because it was an amazing concert. I like couldn't believe that it was over. I was being really moved by the song and the performance and the lyrics and just seeing them do it live and seeing them interact with everybody during it. And just knowing that this is the last time that I'm going to see them for a while. Like, it was so powerful. So
yeah,
like,
it was really powerful. And I was, so Kayla was a little bit closer to the stage. I was standing back because I was just soaking it in. And man, tears were like just flowing down my face, like endlessly. I could not stop. I was actually sobbing. And I mean, I had like my army bomb and like my sign. And like, I was just like, you know, trying to sing along, trying to be happy. And but
could
I just couldn't stop crying because I'm like, this went too fast. This went way too fast.
And it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Like,
I know. And it felt like it was a half hour.
It was.
I mean, it.
Incredible.
Every single song was just so incredible that it's just like when it went to the next one, it just went so quick.
Mm-hmm.
It just went so quick. And when they started saying goodbye, like when they started like saying, thank you, like we love you, you know, I was like screaming, like, I love you. And like, I'm bye. Like, I just kept waving bye to them. And I was like, I'm going to cry right now. Like, as I sobbed all the way out. Like when we were leaving the building, I was still sobbing. I could not stop. I was like,
me too.
I don't want them to go. I don't know when I'm going to see them again. Like, I can't believe that just happened. I was just like, so sad, but also like happy. But I just, it was just like, I don't know if I will ever get the chance to see them again, and I have to say goodbye to them. Like, I just met you.
So during that song, I had like my other really amazing moment that I like I'll never forget this either. So I was sobbing, right? And I was a little bit closer to the stage than you. I had a really great view at that point because a few people had like moved out of the way. I don't know where they went, but it was like, okay, I'm going to move up because it's the end. And I hadn't really gotten.
Yeah, people were just like soaking it in.
Yeah.
You know, just standing back.
I hadn't really gotten like super, super close yet. So I got close. There was maybe three rows of people in front of me and I had a great view, but I was sobbing, right? I had my hands up. I was trying to sing along. I was whatever, but I was just sobbing. And Namjoon comes around the stage and he sees me sobbing. He looks right at me and he thrusts his hand straight out, like down at my angle with the I love you sign, making the I love you sign with his hand right at me and makes sustained eye contact with me. And I did it back to him. I just like put my hand out and did it back. And I was like crying. And like we were just like that for a few seconds, and then he like moved on. But it was like such a moment and such an like an amazing thing.
And like I saw him do that, and I was like right behind you, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just like started blowing kisses at him.
It was so crazy. It was so crazy.
But yeah, it was just like it was so emotional. Another part of the concert that I totally forgot to mention, it was another Tae Cook thing. I just have to mention it. But like I saw someone had thrown up like a little Tata plushie, and Jungkook picked it up. And like I was on stage left, so I could see like the back of Taeyong. But I could see Jungkook go up and like he pinned the Tata plushie to like his back pocket, like right on his butt. And I was like, oh, like he's touching his butt. I know. It was just like, and Taeyong then came over, and like this is probably the closest I ever got to like making eye contact with him. It's like he came over right in front of me, and then he like turned around, and then he like wiggled his little Tata plushie at us. I was like, oh, so cute.
I love that. And he had the little stuffed tiger too, which was cute also.
Someone like a couple rows in front of us and to like the left threw that tiger plushie. And like he at first like looked offended that someone hit him with it. But then he was like, oh no, never mind. And then he like put it in his shirt and then he had it with him. It was really cute.
And people were like throwing up like cookie like headbands and stuff, and
a bunch of BT21,
ton of it. It was just really sweet, and the ending was amazing. Like they could not have ended better. And walking out, yes, we were still sobbing. We were like, we gotta just get our shit together. We took a picture as we were walking out. I was like, let me take a pic, like post concert, still crying. And we posted that on our social media also. And man, it was just every single moment of waiting, every single like part of my body that is sunburned, like waiting, Liz, was worth it. My feet hurting, like.
Oh, I've got blisters all over my feet.
Like it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, my calves hurt from jumping so much. And I mean, just sore and tired and exhausted. I'm so tired.
I know.
Work tomorrow.
Me too.
But it was worth every speck of pain. Yeah. I mean, really, for sure.
Everything. I mean, it. Like I said earlier, it exceeded all of our expectations.
Always.
And, like, I think we didn't even know to expect that it was going to be that incredible. Like, truly, every single song was a song you wanted to hear, which was amazing. They performed every single song incredibly. Their vocals were amazing. Rap line was amazing. Visuals were stunning. Like, stage effects were incredible. We took streamers with us. Like, the lighting was awesome.
Still a bunch of confetti. Yeah.
I mean,
I will say the biggest thing is, like, I will truthfully say their personalities, they come through so much during the concert.
Yes.
And it's just like it felt personal. Mm. It felt so personal. And they just interacted with every single person in that arena. And it just, again, it could not have been any more perfect. Everything about it.
Yeah. It was the best. They made all of us feel seen and noticed and acknowledged, you know? I think when you go to a concert, especially with the relationship that we have as fans, that they have with us, our relationship, we want them to know, you know, how much we love them and care about them and support them. So being able to go to this interactive concert experience and like scream for them and cheer for them and like sing along with them and go crazy for them was incredible, because it's like how we know they know, you know.
Yeah. J-Hope was J-Hope was such a flirt. I mean, he was just so flirty with everyone. I mean, he was winking at us and
beaming a huge smile.
Oh yeah,
taking his jacket off to reveal just a tank top shirt underneath.
Tank top. What the fuck was that?
I
was
thrusting, like, right. Okay, truthfully, when he thrusted during Bapsai, I was right front and center, And I could have peed myself. Like, yeah. I had to watch myself. I was like, holy shit, what was that? Like,
yeah,
and I was just slightly
left of it. But I mean, like, Anthony was right next to me and he got that footage on it. I mean, I was just so close. I felt like his dick was like literally
right
in
there.
Front of my face.
It was crazy. It was we had seen that video from the side, the floppy dick video.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Literally, we saw that the day before.
And we were like, holy shit. So we knew.
I just could not believe we got that. I could not believe Anthony got that on camera. I was like, holy crap.
Well, the reason why the video that Anthony got is so perfect is because first, it's focused on Taeyong feeling himself singing. Then Jimin feeling himself singing. And then all of a sudden, J-Hope fucking jumps in out of nowhere.
No, it's the best video because he like zoomed in just a little bit, you know, just to really zoom in on Taeyong because I think he was probably trying to get him for me and then like, you know, went over to Jimin. And then you see this like black like pants and suit like come forward and you're like, what is that? I mean, Anthony, I think, just like had no decision but to follow him.
Yeah.
So he moved his camera with him and then zoomed out because like it was too zoomed in. So he zoomed out. And I mean, like how he had it was exactly how close we were. And it was just like, I cannot believe he got that one.
It was crazy. Just like a blur of black and white clothing, like an energy, like bouncing to the front and then going fucking crazy and hardcore hip thrusting. It was.
Yeah.
That was iconic.
Yes.
Oh, man, I feel like truthfully, we feel like we have talked about this concert a lot. Also, we didn't even mention
talking about it.
Fucking Matthew McConaughey was there. Like in the seats. What the fuck? I keep saying that the Venn diagram for BTS fans and Matthew McConaughey fans, I feel like has a very small overlap. But Matthew McConaughey was there and he was seen walking around with a signed Love Myself or Love Yourself Answer album. Mm-hmm. And
his shirt said, All right.
Like, so fucking random.
Like, I don't think anyone even noticed him. I mean, I think people did, obviously.
People did, but they were more
like no one even bothered with him, I think.
And they were like, that's Matthew fucking McConaughey.
Like, taking footage of the whole arena. He looked just like any other ARMY there. He was just chilling with his sunglasses on, enjoying BTS.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, anyways, it was a fucking incredible concert. It was just everything.
Unforgettable.
Probably the best concert I'll ever go to in my life, unless I get to go to another BTS concert, which if they tour again, I'm going.
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they said that they're coming back to Fort Worth, so I'm going to hold them to that. I just feel like they had so much confidence when they said that. So I was like, okay.
I'll go anywhere.
Come to
St. Louis. Yeah, for real. Come to the Midwest and not like the North Midwest, like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
The South, Texas.
we're technically like the South Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was our concert review, our mess of a concert review. We didn't organize anything really. We just looked at the set list and
just
talked
about the,
the blur whirlwind of a concert that we remember. And
Kayla has Yoongi's freaking water bottle, guys.
Fucking water bottle.
I'm jealous. But I got some of that holy water and I got to lick the bottles. So. I guess I'm content.
Yeah. Jordan went fucking crazy because that's his bias.
Sure.
He was like, baby, that's so crazy. Like he was playing 2K with his friends and I had sent him a text message after it happened during a VCR and he told them. And they were like, whoa, that's crazy. But
Corey's like, you're gross. He's like, of course he licked the bottle.
Of fucking course we did. Are you kidding?
Ah, wow. Oh, my goodness. We had so much fun going back and getting to look at the experience for the first time seeing BTS in concert. That concert was incredible from start to finish.
Every moment,
the tears, the excitement.
I caught the fucking water bottle.
The iconic water bottle. bottle story. Yeah. Like that you have Yunki's water bottle on a shrine in your home.
Insane.
It still is there.
Yeah, by the way, it's on a shrine. I literally have a BTS shrine in our home office, and the water bottle has its own shelf with like a Yoongi picture next to it. Like in the episode, I was like, I'm going to have to do something with this. This is a family heirloom at this point, you know? Yeah, so that's where it's at.
Love that. Yeah. Well, just also never forget meeting our first listener in person, Dakota. Mm-hmm. Huge shout out to you. Sending our love to you always. But that was like really the beginning of like iconic meetups and stuff.
Realizing we were like, people actually listen to this podcast.
People listen to us and want to meet up at concerts. Oh, so that was a huge moment too.
For real. And really, we'll never forget the whiplash of going from The Truth Untold into outro tier. Like, it's just crazy in hindsight all these years later to know what BTS were going through and thinking about like potential disbandment when they created those songs, and having them back to back in the set list and how much emotion it drove from them, you know? Like, I'll never forget that moment.
Yeah.
Of us like wiping our tears and turning around to run to the second stage.
It really felt like we gotta get our shit together for Love Yourself Tier. But yeah, like that's just one of those moments where we'll never forget that feeling.
Right.
We'll never forget it.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, just to tease our next episode in the fan favorite series, its content proves that not only did BTS pave the way, but they deserve every accolade they achieved while doing it.
That's fucking right.
Yeah.
Special thanks to all of our listeners here for listening along to Blessed with Holy Water, and especially our VIP Iconics on Patreon, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. And of course, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know on socials. Reach out to us. We're here to chat, even though we're coming back with this fan favorite series. Of course, you can find links for all the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.